Hey, we got special guests joining us again this week on the Outdoor Show. Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River. And Walt, I'm pretty excited to talk to you today because you were on a pretty long four-day hunt with some clients, a guided hunt, right?
Yes, I was, and boy, was the weather great.
Yeah, you pretty much hit it dead on. First of all, let's start with the leaf situation. The foliage has to be pretty much prime time right now. Leaves have to be coming down.
They are, and ferns are almost down. I think one more heavy rain, and your ferns will be down completely. But it was just ideal conditions for the dogs. It was cool, nice winds. It was just a great hunt. And I've been telling you all along that I thought that the birds were still covered up. Well, in the 4 days, we put up four different coveys of birds, and they were anywhere from four to nine birds in those coveys. So they still are covered up. Not all of them, but a lot of them are still covered up.
Well, that's really late. Of course, everything is running behind this year.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, I'm surprised. We had good numbers. The woodcock, I mean, the first day we did great on the woodcock, and I don't know what happened, but the next day we, I think we ended up with four or five. I think the local birds may be gone, and we're starting to get flight birds through. But we still, I mean, yesterday was a phenomenal day. We had 30-plus flushes between grouse and woodcock. And
that's really good.
Oh, I mean, that's unbelievable. And we hunted over the Gwynn area, and then we moved over to Crystal Falls area.
Okay.
And did real well over Crystal Falls. I mean, that's a lot of birds. Like you say, the cover's beautiful, weather's beautiful. It was a good hunt.
Well, did you run into any other hunters?
No. And I'll pass people on two tracks, you know, that got the orange on. But, no, that Crystal Falls area will get hit a little bit harder. We tend to go farther north, more up towards Amasaw, up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we very seldom see people with dogs out. A lot of road hunting, but not a lot of people with dogs.
Okay.
So that went real well. We did have a little bit of a downside. When we were in the Gwynn area, we had two different spots, probably 3-4 miles apart. We had dogs, got caught in traps.
Oh, really? You actually had your dogs or your client's dogs?
Actually, they were my client's dogs.
Oh, boy. And we will get back into this conversation with Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve and talk more about dogs getting into coyote leg hold traps and what we might be able to do to help prevent that in the future. Plus, we'll talk more bird numbers and trips out to North Dakota for pheasant in our next outdoor report later this hour. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.